broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Only know my car could have 16.
He said it was a big piece of tape.
You are so sweet.
A strong person, a fighter. I mean, she is a fighter like...
My name is Roger Ebert. I love the Phil Hendry Show.
It was ugly.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And online at philhendryshow.com, a reality show that's too much reality for some people. Anyway, we go places where the talk shows wish they could, but they can't, and they don't, so they just don't even try. Our number is 877-876-7445, 877-876-7445, or if you'd like, Phil. And tonight on our show, we've got a lot of stuff coming up in just a moment. Don Mix is going to be joining us. Steve Bozell, who is a construction contractor from Corona, California, with a daughter at CK Corona Middle School, a wife and a son. He's going to be talking with us about the new TV show on MTV called Skins. I think it's called Skins, and it's Skins, it's plural, and it has some people upset because it represents itself as a show that follows the lives of underage teens. Well, when I say underage, I'm talking about not of majority age. So these are technically kids under the age of 18, and their lives, which does include some sexual activity, and some people consider that to be technically kiddie porn, not kiddie as in babies, but these are underage children engaged in that. So we're going to talk with them. We have Don Mixa from the University of Washington with us here in just a moment. And we're going to talk about Kick a Jew Day and what that has morphed into on some of the nation's campuses. I don't know whether or not you saw the story, but there's another problem with this so-called Kick a Jew Day that they say was inspired by the guys over at South Park because they had a Kick a Ginger Day, redheaded kids. 877-876-PHIL is the number. Keith Olbermann is out at MSNBC. We're going to talk at length about that in our news hour with Robert Leonard and Bud Dickman, and we'll show you what other outlets won't say about his ouster. We're going to give you the real story behind the ouster of Keith Olbermann at MSNBC. The uproar over MTV's new show Skins gets louder, as we mentioned. And Don Mixa and Steve Bozell, our affiliate spotlight tonight on WBZT 1230 AM in West Palm Beach, Florida. And our great station in Youngstown, Ohio, WKBN 570 AM. And PhilHendryShow.com online right now, live streaming video of our show. You can watch it. You can love it. You can do whatever you want with it, man. We're online, and also our archives and all of our podcasts and our news feed. And we keep you pretty much up to date on what's happening in this big, wide, wonderful world of ours. 877-876-7445. Joining us here from Seattle, Washington, Don Mixa. And to give a little background here, Don, you're a engineering professor there at the University of Washington, correct?
That is correct, yeah.
I couldn't hear you.
Phil, that is correct, yes.
Okay. And you are you're a respected teacher, I know, on the faculty there. You have a great many students that follow you, not just because of the course you teach, but also politically on campus. Now, across the country, on some high school campuses, we've had something called Kick a Jew Day. It was originally inspired by a bit on South Park where Kick a Ginger Day was talked about on one of these episodes, kicking a redheaded kid.
Yeah, the South Park has the comedy show, and that's my understanding as well.
Now, this was something that was taking place on high school campuses, and we just had another episode of this. What do you think the role of higher education, colleges, can be? Because I know that it's actually taken place on college campuses, and are we really talking here about something that's rather juvenile? But when it begins to elevate itself to the level of college, it becomes a little worse, a little scarier.
Well, I think you're making a little bit of a leap, but let's talk about this in the context of the high school students having this kind of show, event called Kick a Jew Day. I don't think that there's any excuse for it. I think that underage kids that are involved in, for whatever reason, involved in something like that, it's negative and it's going to degrade, I think, the kids' view of themselves and the world around them as a professor at the college level. I treat my students as adults because they are adults, but when you're in high school, of course, you're not an adult, and you do need the correction of adults, and I would like to think the kids are getting that. When we get to the college level, it has more meaning. You can't just look at something called Kick a Jew Day and say, well, you know, this is something that's anti-Semitic. It may have some political import. I know that we have thought of ways to counteract Kick a Jew Day. And
well, what political import does Kick a Jew Day have at the college level that it doesn't have at high school level?
Well, at the high school level, there's really no reason for it. It's just kids being kids, and they saw something on television, and they thought it was funny. At the college level, it takes on a little bit more of a sinister political meaning. There may be certain anti-Semitic groups that want to express a point of view using this kind of humorous or stunt-related kind of event. I had to deal with this as a teacher. And
you now, so we can get to really the meat of the matter, if you will. A young girl by the name of a young woman by the name of Carolyn Draska, was she a student of yours?
No, she's not.
Filed a complaint against you with the administration there at the University of Washington. It was a review because of you kicking her as part of. Now, my understanding was not Kick a Jew Day.
No, it was not Kick a Jew Day. It was Kick a Christian with a K. And that's what she didn't understand. It was Kick a Christian with a K, K-R-I-S-T-A-I-N. And it was Kick a Christian Day. And
so were there students kicking Christians?
There were not at that point. Mine was the first Kick a Christian. And we did this because we were talking, and I was down at the Starbucks with some of the members of my class after class got out late one night, and we were sitting around and talking, how can we answer this, Kick a Jew Day? Does it have these sinister overtones, and are we talking about anti-Semitism? I know that many Jews are atheists, as I am, but I didn't want to make an anti-religious statement, so I simply said to them, what about Kick a Christian?
Now, who are you talking to?
I'm talking to the students.
Okay.
And they said, well, what do you mean, Professor Mixon? I said, well, you could kick a Jew, kick a Christian. And I said, like this lady here walking, and I saw a young woman walking by the Starbucks. And she had a cross. She had a Christian cross around her neck. So I went up behind her, and I kicked her flush in the backside. And I did not kick her with the toe of my shoe. I kicked her with the flat of my shoe, but it was a... you know, it was a comic, a very lighthearted, funny kind of a kick. And I said, kick a Christian. And I turned around and began to walk away. Well, she followed me and asked me why I did that. I said, it's Kick a Christian Day. Now, I wanted to get back to talk to my students and tell them the significance of what I'd done. And she continued to harass me.
Well, now, you had just kicked her, though.
That is correct. But I had also explained to her what I'd done. And I'm a member of the faculty, and I am a professor. And so once I've explained something, I want my students to go off by themselves and to assimilate it and not continue to pepper me with questions.
All right. Our number, by the way, is 877-876-7445, 877-876-7445. We're talking to Don Mixa here from the University of Washington on Kick a Christian Day, which was in response to Kick a Jew Day there. Did you have a Kick a Jew Day at Washington, at the University of Washington?
Did we have one or didn't?
Well, I mean, were you aware of one taking place?
No, I was not, Phil. What we did, though, is sort of preemptive. I'm sure there was one. There's no question that there had to have been one. And what we did was a preemptive move, which was, well, we'll have a Kick a Christian. And if they have had Kick a Jew, then we will have had our Kick a Christian. But the point is that it was not intended as anything ugly. It was a funny, whimsical way of addressing this idea of kicking a Jew.
Now, all right, so you went up behind this woman, a student there, her name Carolyn Draska, I have her name here, and you kicked her on the backside, on the rear end?
That is right, yes.
And then you turned, when she turned to ask you, I imagine she asked you, why'd you do that?
She
And what did you say?
I said to her that I was a member of the faculty, and I said this is our response to Kick a Christian. And I said that this was how we deal with the Kick a Jew Day. And she said, I don't understand. I don't know why you assaulted me like that. I said, and I told her, I said, don't start talking in language that you and I are both going to regret. I didn't assault you. I kicked you in your butt. You know, I made a joke out of it.
Well, is this appropriate? Let me ask you a question. Is it appropriate for a college professor to engage in this kind of behavior where you physically kick a student?
It is certainly appropriate when you are trying to relate to other students on their level, making a political statement or a religious statement on their level, and you want to do something that is going to engage the student, further ingratiate you with your students, and make sure that socially you continue to interact with your students. And you're not going to be able to do that unless you get onto their level and enjoy life and get with the music and everything that they listen to. And you kick somebody in the, in the butt, if you want. And
all right. Well, so the political purpose of this was what?
Well, there wasn't a political purpose. It was a religious statement. You want to kick a Jew? We kick the Christian in the butt. And again.
Well, you said you were an atheist.
I am an atheist. Yes.
So was this kick a Christian a response to believers?
It might be. It might be. It might not be.
In other words, you didn't have kick an atheist, did you?
No, we did not have kick an atheist because it made more sense to kick a Christian because that would make the Christian know what it was like to be a Jew in the Middle Ages when Christians were persecuting them. But, and again, Christians are in the majority, too. So there's more of them, and they don't know what it's like to be kicked in the butt. So this is what I did. Now, she turned around and said, why'd you do that? I said, well, all I did was I kicked you in the butt. I kicked her in the rear end, and I kicked with the flat of my shoe. I turned, and I walked back, and I talked to my students, and I said, now, that's kick a Christian, and the way to identify them is with a cross. And,
all right, what about this charge of assault?
It is not physical assault because it is not physical assault because I'm a teacher trying to engage a student in a bit of horseplay by kicking them in the butt and making them the object of a joke, of course. But more to the point, trying to educate our students that when you kick a Jew and you're a Christian, well, here's what it feels like to be a Jew when you kick a Christian in the butt. And I said to my students, I think it would be hysterical to see a campus full of kids walking around one day kicking each other in the rear end. I think it would be the funniest thing, and it would be educational.
All right, Don Mixa is our guest here on the Phil Hendry Show from the University of Washington. Kick a Christian today with a K, right?
With a K, that's correct.
Came out of this whole idea of kick a Jew. And you walked up behind a girl, and her name Carolyn Draska, who's gone to the university to complain, and kicked her square in the rear end because she was wearing a Christian cross.
That is right, Phil, and I wish you wouldn't make it sound like I was loading her into a boxcar after a concentration camp.
And no, I'm not. I'm just, she reacted in the way that she felt she was assaulted, and you've been called up before this board because of this. Your response was that a lot of these Christians are uptight?
That is correct.
You still feel that way?
Oh, I do. I think Christians need to understand, it's horseplay, and if you consider what they dished out to Jews for hundreds of years, this is getting kicked between the cheeks of your bottom. That's nothing compared to what the Jews went through, so.
All right, our number is 877-876-7445-877-876-PHIL. So Don Mixa from the University of Washington, and this idea of Kick a Christian Day to replace Kick a Jew Day to the point where you would kick a Christian in the rear end, and that's what he did, and the girl turned around, made a complaint. He's now in front of the university board that reviews the behavior, the activities, or the actions of the professors or the faculty, but he is standing by what he did. as an atheist, as a member of the faculty, and as someone who interacts and wants to continue to interact with the students. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Friday night, we have with us Don Mixa from the University of Washington talking about Kick a Jew Day. This is a ridiculous little antic that was started on high school campuses across the United States in response to some piece of comedy seen on South Park, which is a great show. It's a funny show, and you have to have a little bit of a... Christians, so-called, were kicked that day.
I believe I was the only one to kick one because she immediately went to the board, and I had to. And I said to.
I got a live mic coming down from Medford, so whatever's going on, please. Don, go ahead.
I was going to say I had kicked her, and she turned this into a federal case with the board. So I, whatever fun we were going to have, it suddenly stopped because. I had to go and talk to the university after kicking her, I think, very gently in her butt. And now she's making a big deal out of it. So.
All right. Our number is 877-877-877-876-PHIL. 877-876-7445. Javier in Miami, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah. I'm an adjunct faculty at a university here in Florida, and I was wondering if Don and the professor, if they would turn around and the students would have a punch yesterday, how well he would like that. Now, guys, just like he did, the student would then explain to you what happened and just simply walk away. That you don't teach a life lesson by advocating violence.
Well, that's not violence. That's kicking someone in the butt. That's not punching someone in the face. That was kicking somebody in the butt. It's comic. I'm sure the gentleman would agree that, kicking someone.
So what's
up
comedy
the butt,
to one? Yeah, but what's comedy to.
from the University of Washington, and he's essentially saying that Kick a Christian Day was in response to the idea of Kick a Jew Day. There's nothing anti-religious about it, but it was also sexual?
It was a way to touch a woman's body without it being overtly sexual, yeah.
877-877-876-7445. Steve Bozell next hour on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
And our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. I guess we had a little bit of a technical problem. We're back on the air here. Don Mixa with me, professor of engineering at the University of Washington. My apologies. And we're getting a lot of questions here. Kick a Jew Day is a high school prank day. I understand. It has overtones of anti-Semitism. I think some of the parents understand. It's juvenile, ignorant kids doing something they don't know the significance of. Would you agree with that?
At the high school level?
At the high school level, yeah.
Oh, I would totally agree with that.
But at the college level, you say it's a little bit more serious?
I think when you get into Kick a Jew Day at the college level, now you're talking about something that has to be addressed and it has to be responded to in not a violent way, but in a direct way. I think you have to let them know where you stand and they know where they stand. And so when I saw this Christian girl, woman, going down the street with the cross around her neck, I went up and I gave her a firm kick in her rear end. Now,
when you say a response, why do you think that this is about kicking Christians?
I think that if you are talking about Kick a Jew Day, I think the first target, if you're going to respond to Kick a Jew Day, the first target obviously would be the Christian. And when I saw this woman with a cross, she had on a long dress. I kicked her as comically as I could. And what do I mean by comically? I kicked her with the flat of my foot between the cheeks of her butt. And I heard laughter coming from the students to my rear and left, to the rear and to the left. And that's when I turned and walked toward them, and she followed me and said something along the lines of, what are you trying to do? And I had made the joke. I said, well, if you see a beautiful woman and you can't really put your hands on her, you can sort of comically kick her butt, and you get a thrill that way or something. Everybody laughed. She didn't laugh. And that's when I had to go talk to the faculty.
So Kick a Christian Day was just you kicking that one woman?
It was just, yeah, it should have been, and I did complain. It should have been more.
877-876-PHIL. Let me go to a phone call in Cincinnati. Jerry, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show, Jerry, with Don Mixa.
I'll tell you, Don is, I hope the school releases you from your duties there at the school. I don't know what you tried to prove.
Are you a professor? Let's
thank God that it's not that South Park didn't have a show on called Let's Shoot a Jew Day, and then you went out to shoot a Christian. I taught elementary school, and the students there is do not, whatever you do, you do not put your hands, your feet, or any other object on any other student. And here you are, a professor at a college, and you're putting your hands on a woman because you find it funny.
Not hands.
That is ridiculous.
I kicked her in the butt. That is not technically assault. When you kick someone in the cheeks with their butt.
Whatever you want to call it, for your own little kick, and you're trying to push what you believe should be instead of kick a Jew. This girl had nothing to do with any of the Jews. She didn't kick any Jews. And you're trying to push. You're trying, and then you ridicule her and intimidate her, and all the other kids are laughing because they think it's funny, and this girl is trying to show you that, or to tell you that it's not funny, and what did you do, and then you still think it's funny? I hope this college, I hope that you're released.
Well, you have made a very nice case there to have me burned at the stake in much the same manner they did back in the, you know, in the 17th
absolutely.
Century.
And the schools should let you go. That's ridiculous. However, I would say that is ridiculous. What kind of point are you trying to prove?
I don't think you understand there's humor involved in kicking someone in the butt. Now,
there's
at
no
the college level...
How can there be humor in humiliating someone and intimidating someone?
Have you never...
To you?
I don't know if you've ever seen early comedies where they kick each other in the butt. That's very funny.
Oh, but this woman's a stranger.
Yeah, she is a stranger.
The woman's a stranger, and you walked up to a stranger and kicked her in the rear end.
I kicked the woman in the soft of her... we're gentlemen here, so I'll use the word. I kicked her in the soft of her ass.
That's a wonderful thing that you kicked to where it was soft. Isn't that nice? And you chose that, too. Did you ask her where she
You know, I do regret one thing, Jerry. I regret one thing. It wasn't you walking down that street that day.
Well, all right.
And I'm glad it wasn't me either, because you would be in a lot more trouble than what you are with this girl.
Oh, well, what were you going to do? Were you going to, you know, kind of wag your finger at me?
I would have done everything possible to have you removed from that campus immediately, not to have the board come and talk to you immediately.
All right. This whole idea of Kick a Jew Day, a high school prank kind of a day, being replicated on college campuses sounds stupid. And then to respond to it with Kick a Christian sounds like you're just ratcheting it up.
Well, Phil, Kick a Jew Day is a clear attack on people, atheists, and, you know. And so what about kicking a Christian so they know how it feels after
Don,
they did the same? They basically kicked Jews in the ass. They kicked Jews in the ass for thousands of years. I think you understand
that. Let me leave you with this, Don. I know you're an atheist. How about God bless you?
Well, that's another way of saying go straight to the fire.
Yeah, all right. Thank you very much for your call, Jerry. Our number, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. We're talking here with Don Mixa from the University of Washington. Kick a Jew Day turns into Kick a Christian Day at the University of Washington. And there wasn't really a Kick a Christian Day, though. The thing that is, I find fascinating about this is the only Christian that was kicked in the rear end was this Carolyn Draska, a student at the university. And she immediately turned and had you called up in front of the board of review there.
Well, first of all, she didn't have me called up. I mean, you make it sound like I was dragged out of my bed at 3 o'clock in the morning by the Kick a Christian police. No, not at all. They called me, and I said to them, "What do you want?" And they said, "You have been. There's a complaint here against you." And I said, you know what, I'll get over there when I get over there. So I made it very clear to them that they weren't calling the shots. And this Ms. Draska, just because she took, and may I also say, Mr. Andrew, I was wearing a pair of sandals. Okay. So this Ms.
Well, what does that mean?
Well, if I was wearing a pair of sandals is what it means. So Ms. Draska.
I don't understand the significance. So you weren't wearing a shoe, so it didn't hurt as bad?
I was not wearing a shoe, yeah. It was the bare of my foot, and so I kicked her between the cheeks of her bottom, and I made the joke to the other students. I said, that is the closest I'm going to come to ever really getting a handful of that, which was a crude joke, but nonetheless.
Were there women there?
What's that got to do with it?
I'm just curious, when you're making these jokes about that's the closest I'm going to getting a handful of that, were there women there?
There were some females, and I've got a newsflash for you. They laughed. All right.
Well, because I think that you are hurting your case, Don. And when you say that this is about Kick a Christian and making a statement against Kick a Jew, and it's making a statement against believers who are kicking the asses of atheists, and then you turn around and you say, well, I kicked her with my bare foot, which gave me some kind of a thrill.
No, I did not say it gave me a thrill. I said it was the closest I was going to come to feeling her. I don't know how else you want me to put it.
Of touching her ass, is that it?
Yes. But when I said it, I was laughing. The students laughed. The female students laughed. And the only one that didn't laugh was this Draska, who was looking at me like I had crawled out from underneath a refrigerator that had bodies in it. That's the part that offended me. The that she looked like I was some sort of a... She looked at me, Phil, as if I was a cockroach that came out from underneath a refrigerator. But not just any refrigerator, a refrigerator that had body parts in it. And for me, as a professor, and for me, as a longtime resident of the Pacific Northwest, and for me, a man who respects and has done all he can for the great city of Seattle, and for me, a man who put himself through school, my mother died of cancer, my father was, I don't know what he was, because I never met him. And I did all of these things, and I'm looked at as if I'm a cockroach that lives under a refrigerator that isn't in anyone's home. It's in no one's garage. It may be in the back of a Ryder rent-a-truck. And inside of it are heads. And I felt on that day, when I kicked her softly in the ass and was looked at that way, I felt on that day my family was disgraced. I would have liked to have seen more Christians kicked as part of this movement, but our movement was stifled because she went off. And because she bruises easily, and I didn't know this either, she bruises easily in if you'll pardon my expression, the cheeks of her ass bruise easily. And they asked her about that, and she didn't want to get into it, and I find that to be pretty...
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to Andrea in Chattanooga. Hi, Andrea. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Don Mixa.
Hey, the guy was asking if, you know, your other callers were teachers, and I am a teacher.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
So I want to say that if everybody on campus knew about the joke,
what?
And if everybody on campus knew about this joke, Kick a Jew Day or Kick a Christian Day or whatever it is,
exactly,
then the woman would have known that this is going to be going on. I can just either I want to participate, or if I don't want to participate, you know, just be out of the people's way. But if she didn't know anything about it, then this guy is wrong.
Well, we just invented it that moment. What happened was I was talking to my students, and I said, well, we've got to respond to Kick a Jew Day. They said, what do you suggest? I said, how about Kick a Christian Day? And I was casting my eyes about. We were down at the mall there near the Starbucks. And I saw this gal come down the street, and she's wearing this cross, you know, the cross around her neck. And I said, well, okay, watch. And so I got up, and as she passed me so that her back was to me, then I did a left turn, and with my right foot, you know, I nailed her pretty good, but it wasn't so bad that there was any bleeding.
I understand, but...
Yeah.
But she clearly did not know what was going on.
Bruising? Bruising, doesn't that mean the police...
Oh, please.
If you bruise somebody...
Please.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but you know, my understanding has always been that if you leave physical marks on people...
Please. When are we going to be able to have a day on campus where we can relax, walk up to someone, kick them in the ass, excuse my language, and laugh about it? No, she turns around. She wants the license number of the truck that hit her. She wants to know, and I said, you know what, I was wearing bare feet. The lady's name is Andrea?
Yeah.
Andrea, I had on sandals. So I said to her,
It doesn't matter, and you know why people can't just laugh about things anymore? Is because people are so politically correct about everything. There.
Absolutely. And this woman, and I'm an atheist, but I have nothing against Christians. I've got nothing against Christians except, yeah, I'd like to kick them in the ass every now and again just to see what it's like, but okay.
Yeah, all right. Well, anyway, Andrea, thank you for your call. You know, that sounds to me like you want to kick them in the ass every now and again. Are you anti-Christian?
No, I am not anti-Christian, Phil. No, I am not anti-Christian. And
then tell me...
I'm just saying that it would feel good to be able to kick them in the ass, to walk up and kick them in the ass every now and again, and that woman whose ass I did kick, and I made the biggest mistake of my life when I said to Josh Randall, who's one of my students, I said, what a great ass she's got. That was the quote. It will haunt me for the rest of my life because now they think I was trying to cop a feel with my foot. And I don't know that there's anything stranger than that, you know.
Now they think what?
The board asked me, were you trying to cop a feel with your foot? And I said, where do you get your blank blank big enough to ask me a question like that?
All right. Don, thank you. 877-876-PHIL. Here, 877-876-7445. Don Mixa on Kick a Christian Day. He wound up booting some woman in the rear end on campus at the University of Washington. He got up in front of a board of review, and it turned into quite the contretemps. Next hour, we have Stephen Bozell in our news hour with, of course, Robert Leonard and Bud Dickman tonight on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and of course our website, philhendryshow.com. You want to pick up our best-of CDs. These are our archival best-of CDs. You can pick them up there in our merchandise store. And I can tell you, we've got another beautiful piece of merchandise coming your way very, very shortly, as well as we've been talking, a whole new video look for the show, and we're getting started on that next week. But it's all there at philhendryshow.com, plus our archives and our live streaming video of the show, so check it out. We have Steve Bozell coming up next hour to talk about this TV show called Skins on MTV. A first-grade teacher has been accused of taping a kid's mouth shut. Is this a good thing or a bad thing? Well, I guess. An unidentified Schertz Elementary School teacher has been put... Schertz. Now, that would be in Schertz, Texas.
Like, will you wear a shirt?
No, not the way you'd wear a shirt. S-C-H-E-R-T-Z. Okay, so it's like a Germanic thing, man, because a lot of Germans and Hungarians settled in West Texas. Did you know that?
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
That's why you said they play accordion.
That's right. That's exactly why they play accordion. That's why you hear a lot of accordion music in Mexican ranchero music. You've heard that?
Yeah.
That's because the Eastern Europeans, when they settled the rangelands out there in western Texas, they brought along their little accordions, and that got worked into the Mexican music of the day. And so that's an interesting story that I'm not sure I needed to tell. Anyway, an unidentified Schertz Elementary School teacher has been put on paid administrative leave and is under investigation, accused of covering a talkative student's mouth with scotch tape. Is this a bad thing? Is it a good thing? Danny Kelly told News 4 WOAI he and his wife were called to his 7-year-old daughter's school for a conference Tuesday morning. Kelly says the principal told them it was a couple of his daughter's classmates who first reported the mouth taping incident. Is this the child that got her mouth taped shut? I guess it was. So, in any event, the alleged incident happened before Christmas break. According to Kelly, his daughter Serena claims she was too afraid to speak up about the humiliating incident. The upset father says taping the child's mouth could have triggered a health emergency because his daughter has asthma and is a mouth breather.
I thought that meant it's stupid.
What do you mean you thought that meant it? What does that mean, stupid?
Yeah, you know, like a mouth breather, a nose picker.
That doesn't mean they're stupid. I mean, some kids are dumb when they mouth breathe, but...
You know, you mouth breathe.
Yes, sometimes I do mouth breathe. All right. And maybe that does mean I'm stupid. So anyway, here is 7-year-old Serena Kelly talking to KABB-TV in San Antonio about what happened in her classroom.
He pinned it. It was a big piece of tape right here. I couldn't breathe very good. And it was... He left it on. And he went back to his desk.
How'd you get the tape off?
The teacher came and took it off.
And then what did he tell you?
Be quiet.
The girl's dad, Danny, tells WOAI-TV that the actions of the teacher were inappropriate.
She had tape put over her mouth because she was talking in class. If she would have told me on the day that it would have happened, I probably would have went up there and talked to him myself. The main thing she told me and the number one thing she remembers is after he took the tape off of her mouth and told her to be quiet, all the kids laughed in the class and humiliated her. She has asthma. She has a very bad problem breathing through her nasal passage. So she's a mouth breather. She always breathes through her mouth. There has to be something done to the teacher, like some kind of action like that shouldn't have been done, especially to a first grader.
You know, the thing that I want to know is and I don't mean to be cynical, but why does anybody want to be a teacher, you know?
Well, you didn't start talking about how parents are bad, everything.
No, but I know, seriously, just listen to me for a minute. Every time we hear about parents and teachers, they're in conflict. Every time we hear about parents and teachers, they're at each other's throats about something. Every time I hear about parents and teachers in this godforsaken world of what we call news, they're having a problem with each other. They're not doing their jobs. The parents are this. The teachers are that. I'm telling you, you'd swear to God that the parents and the teachers of America are at each other's throats morning, noon, and night. You never hear anything else, man. And if I was a teacher, forget about parents. If I was a teacher, why the hell would I want to work in that industry or that profession or whatever you want to call it?
Well, you got to be careful, man, with people's kids.
I know you got to be careful with people's kids, but you'd swear to God that every teacher in America is not careful with people's kids. Because every time I listen to the news, well, a teacher did this wrong and a teacher did that wrong. And another parent is outraged and they're upset and they're, oh, my God, the eyeball rolling that goes on with parents in this country. You know, they'll probably roll their eyeballs back in their heads permanent, just like our parents said.
You mean like this, right?
Don't do that, man.
Yeah, it's going to stay that way.
No, it's not.
Get it out.
Don't do that with your eyes, okay? So here's a guy, he's got a problem, and the kid and the teacher into this and that, okay? So what, is the teacher going to get fired? Is the teacher going to prison? Will they have capital punishment for the teacher? What do you think should happen? The teacher put scotch tape on a kid's mouth. Well, it was a health thing, Phil. Sure. All right, fire the guy. And then force him to, like, go pick up garbage. We'll be back. Phil Hendry Show. Steve Buzell next hour.
Phil Hendry.